Hello, med students. My name is Zach Olson, and thank you for downloading this episode of the EM Clerkship Podcast. We're going to mix it up today and talk about something non-clinical. Step 3. For all of you who have been listening, you know that I took Step 3 last month. I got my score back a few weeks ago. I did really well. It was actually my highest of all of my step scores, which I'm like super excited about. So I just wanted to take this chance to talk about the topic while it's still fresh in my head, talk about the test, give the study strategy I used, and just share some of my opinions. Most of the students I know do one of two things with Step 3. They either basically pair it up with Step 2 and do both tests around the same time before residency. Some of you may be doing that. And the nice thing with that approach is that the test is done. It's over. For the rest of residency, you're focusing on the annual in-service and for your boards. That's it. And this is actually a really big perk. You're going to find out residency is really, really busy, and it's hard to find time to study for Step 3. You're just working all the time. Still, I was obviously in the other camp that took it during residency. It was definitely a little bit chaotic during my study months. But what was nice is that it was a good refresher on big picture medicine. During residency in the emergency department every day, you're going to be focusing on resuscitation and procedures and life-threatening stuff. Preparing for this test is a good review on the other things, like the importance of prevention and what the inpatient teams will do when you admit a patient to the hospital. The side effects of medicines that your patient is on, that kind of thing. A good physician always keeps the big picture in mind, and preparing for this test really helped me with that. It broke me out of my emergency medicine box that I had been in all year. Now let's talk about the test. This is a 2-day, entirely computerized test that takes place at a testing center. It's about 8 hours per day. You can schedule the days back to back like I did. You can break them apart. You can do whatever you want. Personally, I really like doing them back to back. I was initially kind of worried that my brain would like burn out or something. It definitely didn't. If you do wait to take Step 3 with emergency medicine residency, you're going to be so used to working hard all day, every day, brain on, just thinking, moving, turning patients over, that your mental endurance will be really, really strong. You'll be used to thinking constantly, accepting uncertainty, functioning despite stress. And then you'll have this test that's shorter than your normal hours with like scheduled hourly breaks in a calm, relaxing environment with earplugs that starts nice and late in the morning. You're home for dinner. You don't know an answer, that's fine. It's not like somebody is crashing in front of you. It's 1 million times easier than emergency medicine residency, at least my program. Doing 2 days in a row will be no big deal. That's just my opinion. Let's talk about the test some more. Day one of this test is computerized multiple choice. All day, flat, brutal, USMLE, multiple choice. You know what I'm talking about. There's tons of tough stats in there. There's a lot of actually really difficult ethics questions in there too. Just brutal. Day two of this test is a little bit more eclectic. It started with more multiple choice, hours and hours of multiple choice, followed by, and this is where it gets interesting, computerized case simulations in the second part of the second day. These sim cases, you can't just walk into these. You have to prepare for these. For a couple of reasons. One, it's this weird 100% text user interface. You interact with it by typing everything. It's clunky, it's ugly, it's not really intuitive. You have to practice with the software. The second reason to prepare is that USMLE scores these cases in typical shady USMLE style. Similar to CS, we kind of have a general idea what they're going for and kind of how they score it without any details. And so because of this, you're going to have to kind of learn which hoops to jump through in which order or you'll fail. you have to artificially train yourself to go in that specific order, which is completely different than real life. You have to practice. The cases take about 10 to 20 minutes each and end early if you check all the boxes and do all of the right management. Most of these cases I finish in a couple minutes because it's not like real life where the appendicitis case is in this afebrile vomiting drunk person. It's going to be obvious. Localized pain over McBurney's with guarding, fever, decreased appetite. You get a CBC, they have an elevated white blood cell count. You get some sort of imaging and it confirms appendicitis. Which kind of brings us into the real advantage, I think, of taking this test after 1 year of emergency medicine residency. I see surgical cases every day, critical patients every day. I see kids every day, OBGYN every day. Lots of the step three questions came naturally. There are a few holes in emergency medicine residency that I kind of had to fill in. Biostatistics, a lot of the preventative medicine stuff, some of the subspecialty topics. I had a very efficient study strategy that I used. And let me preface this by saying, I have no conflicts of interest with any of these products I'm about to mention. What I did, I prepped for 2 months, 1 year into residency. It was real light prep, not intense like with step one, 30 to 60 minutes when I had some downtime type of thing. Maybe a bit more on my days off. That first day was loaded with biostats, and I knew that going in. So I used this separate biostatistics module that UWorld sells. It's like $25. I did it twice, made some notes, went back on some of the trickier topics right before the test. It paid off huge, especially that first day. As far as some of the topics I was rusty on, like specific dementia syndromes, the hematologic cancers, some of the OB stuff, I use Secret Step 3. I love the Secret series. I love it more than I love UWorld. I crushed Step 2 with the book, now I crush Step 3 with the book. So you can read these cases in the back, they're great. And then I also read like the heme and neuro and OBGYN chapters, the ones that I knew I would have to kind of review a lot, and this book really had me covered. As far as those sim cases on the second part of day two, right now you're pretty much obligated to go through the UWorld cases. The interface and scoring explanation on UWorld mimics the actual test. There was like 50-ish cases or something like that. And so you definitely need to do those cases. As far as the QBank itself, I used UWorld. I think most people do. I definitely didn't do the whole QBank. I think I did like maybe 25% of the questions in tutor mode. I think I averaged about 50-ish percent correct. You know how it is. It's much less about the specific question content on UWorld, and it's more about getting your brain into that really highly difficult question way of thinking. That wraps up this episode. When you do decide to take step three, definitely don't blow off the test. That whole 2 months, 2 weeks, two pencils thing is BS. It's not true. If you do take it in residency, you can rest comfortable knowing that emergency medicine itself is really, really good USMLE prep. Also, kind of switching topics here, good luck on your applications coming up. Let me know if you need any help or have any questions. And otherwise, until next time, keep working hard, keep studying, and be sure to enjoy your shift.